give your customer a free gift. This can be anything that would be of value to your customer if you sell products. It can also be an intangible of high perceived value, such as extending the warranty period on a product. If you sell services, you can add another week or month of your service for free, or a free analysis of whatever area you think would be of value to your customer. This is really a no-brainer, because it doesn't take much effort to come up with a long list of things you can give away for free. Offer an attractive discount on your products or services. This is another great way to soothe your customer's negative feelings. An ideal way to do this is to present the customer with a manager's discount or owner's discount coupon signed by the manager or owner. This personal touch makes the customer feel like they've really been singled out for special treatment. I especially like this technique for refunds. The coupon is presented along with a statement like, "I'm really sorry you weren't satisfied with your whiz banger. We try to stock only those items we think will best suit our customers' needs. We really value your business, and I'd like to give you this coupon good for a 15% discount on anything you buy from us in the future." Give your customer preferential treatment. Airlines sometimes upgrade their customers from coach to first class to show preferential treatment. Figure out how you can upgrade your customers to first class in your business. Then, do it. Extend service contracts, warranties, and guarantees. Again, these intangibles often turn out to cost you little or nothing. Here's an idea that I'm particularly fond of. Buy closeout lots of discontinued books that are pertinent to your business. Then, use them as gifts to customers who encounter problems with your business. For example, what if when we were about to leave the restaurant, the waitress presented us with a hardcover cookbook from a well-known author? Sound far-fetched? It really isn't. You can often get closeout books in quantities of 100 or less for a dollar apiece. If you're a stockbroker or financial planner, how about a copy of a recent book by a respected author on lowering taxes or estate planning? Closeouts on books are also called remainders. You can find ads from remainder dealers in the back of every issue of Publishers Weekly, which can be found at any public library. 4. Use the complaint or refund to restate your company's commitment to your customers. This should be done with a simple, explicit statement along the lines of, "I'm really sorry you were inconvenienced, and I want you to know that this is not the way we normally do business. We do everything possible to make our customers feel satisfied and give them the excellent treatment they deserve. To try and make up for your inconvenience, I'd like to give you this flaming blue whiz banger for free." Sometimes this message is implied in the preferential treatment you give a customer, but I never like to assume anything when it comes to communicating an important message to your customer. So make sure you always restate your company's commitment to your customers clearly and directly. All right, now that you understand the four components you'll be using to convert complaints and refund requests from money losers to money makers, let's see how we tie them all together. I'm going to take a minute to review an example that you'll find at the end of this chapter. It's a letter for profiting from complaints and refunds. Mr. William Smith, 123 Fern Point, Sherman Oaks, California, 90000. Dear Mr. Smith, you recently requested a refund on the deluxe semi-carbureted whiz banger you purchased from us. I'm truly sorry it didn't suit your needs, and I apologize for any inconvenience we may have caused you. Also, I'd like to thank you for letting me know about the problem you ran into with this model's excessive power consumption. We weren't aware of it in the past, but I've asked my quality control manager to look into this right away. We pride ourselves in bringing our customers products that perform to the finest standards. It's concerned folks like you that help us to weed out any products that may not meet our rigorous standards. As I said, I truly regret it if we caused you any inconvenience. We really value your business, and I'd like to keep you as a satisfied customer for many years to come. As a token of our appreciation, I'd like you to have the discount coupon I've included with this letter. It entitles you to a 15% discount off any item we carry. Also, I have a mystery gift I think you'll find extremely useful. Next time you visit our store, just ask for either me or our store manager, Sue Brown. We'll make sure you get this special gift. Thanks again for doing business with us. I look forward to seeing you soon and giving you your special gift. Sincerely, Jim Johnson, Johnson Custom Appliances. A review of your money-making complaint or refund letter. This letter is very direct, very simple, and very powerful. It starts by apologizing to the customer. Then it moves right into thanking the customer for alerting the company to a problem. Next, it clearly restates the company's commitment to its customers. Then it moves on to making sure the customer is acknowledged and remains satisfied by offering them an attractive discount. It also tells the customer very clearly that you value their business and would like to keep them as a customer. I believe in making your motives known right up front. If you leave anything to your customer's imagination, they'll often imagine something negative. The letter closes by dangling a very intriguing carrot, an offer of a mystery gift. Can you guess the purpose of this gift? Well, I won't keep you in suspense. The purpose of this gift is to get the customer back into your store. You need to do everything possible to make sure your customer gives you another chance. The discount coupon is a strong incentive, but the mystery gift is the real clincher. Now that you've proven your honorable intentions, few customers will be able to ignore this powerful curiosity factor you're creating. With that, your complaint refund money generator is complete. Conclusion. You are now miles ahead of your competitors at handling complaints and requests for refunds. You no longer have to passively accept them as the natural consequences of doing business. You no longer have to accept the financial loss caused by these profit killers. Now, you can easily and successfully begin to convert your complaints and refunds into profitable building blocks for your business. The best part is, it's really very simple. As you've already seen in my sample letter, there's really very little to it. The main thing that makes the difference is taking the positive action necessary to convert problems to opportunities. Now that you know how, all that's left is to kick it into gear. Chapter 21, How to Increase Your Consulting Fees by 62% and Have Your Clients Love You For It. Whenever you get two or more consultants together in the same room, the conversation always gets around to one crucial topic. How do you go about raising your rate? Now, it may be cloaked as, how much do you charge for such and such a project? But the core of that question is actually your desire to know how your rates compare, and more importantly, whether you can raise them. The fears that continually plague most consultants, including you, are, am I charging too little? Too much? Will I lose out on this contract because I bid too high? Well, you can kiss those worries goodbye, right here and right now. Because in this chapter, I'm going to show you why those kinds of fears are nothing but a waste of time and a tremendous drain on your energy. I'll do this by revealing a simple, profoundly effective technique that will let you raise your rates as much as you want, whenever you want, and close more sales more quickly than you ever have before. Sounds like a tall order, doesn't it? Well, you'll be surprised at how easy it really is. By the time you finish this chapter, you'll have all the tools you need to swiftly and effectively boost your income by 50% or more. What's in this chapter and how to use it? This chapter is set up in a logical, sequential order. It should be read front to back in order to get the most value out of it. If you read it out of sequence, you'll miss out on important background information that sets up the point you're currently reading about. Here's how this chapter is organized. We'll start by examining what really makes a client decide to hire you. I guarantee you'll be surprised by the core concept that's revealed here. Next, I'll show you the three key steps that let you take this core concept and use it to win more clients at significantly higher rates. Then, you'll discover why this technique is nearly foolproof. You'll be given a detailed real-life example of how I use these three key steps to raise my rates by a minimum of 62% and close on 4 out of 5 leads, up from my normal close rate of 1 out of 4. I'll wrap up by showing you precisely how you can easily tailor this technique to successfully raise your own rates, close more leads, and make your current clients appreciate you even more. Have I got you interested? Great. Then let's get on with it. Serling's Consulting Success Equation. Here's a quick quiz for you. What is the single most significant factor in a client's decision to hire you? Let me guess what you answered, in no particular order. You or your firm's reputation. Articles or books that you've published. The location of your office relative to the client's location. Your education. Your superior proposal or presentation. A personal recommendation from the client's cousin, Louise. If your answer was any of the above, you're wrong, dead wrong. What's worse is that you're in serious danger of losing your clients and valuable referrals to other lucrative clients if you think this way. You see, there is really only one reason why people hire you. Because they believe you can perform at a level that will deliver results. Even if they don't know it or can't state it explicitly, there is no other motivation that isn't driven by this need for results. Sure, the factors listed above may play a role in the client's decision, but only as they relate to helping convince the client that you or your company possess the ability to deliver significant results. Let me put it another way. What impact do you think it would have on your business if you had the reputation for always being able to increase your client's profitability? And of being able to deliver this better than anyone else in your field. I'll tell you what the results would be. You'd have more business than you could possibly handle. You'd have to go into seclusion to keep clients away. Your clients wouldn't care where you went to school, how fancy your offices are, where you're located, or whether you showed up in shorts and a t-shirt. Not if they knew with absolute certainty that you could make them fistful of money better than anyone else in the business. It's really simple. People pay for results. Now that we're clear about this, here's Serling's Consulting Success Equation. Performance plus results equal higher fees. I'm going to give that to you one more time. Performance plus results equal higher fees. The equation is simple, straightforward, and completely accurate because people are always willing to pay more when they feel certain that they'll get the results they're after. Okay, but now the question becomes, how do you master performing at a level where you can be certain that you'll deliver the desired results? Keep listening to find out. The three key steps to improve performance, delivered results, and higher fees. Improving your performance and making sure that you can consistently deliver superior results are much easier than they might seem. To understand why, let's backtrack a minute to the answers you gave when I asked earlier why you thought your clients decided to hire you. What's common to all of the answers I listed is that they represent your view of what you think your clients want. However, as we've already seen, the truth lies in your client's view of what they really want. The problem is, most of us consultants, full of infinite wisdom and expertise, seldom bother to find out what the client really wants. After all, we're here to show them what they really need, or so we think. This is a faulty and dangerous position to put yourself in. If you rely solely on your own knowledge and experience, you're bound to be wrong a good 50% of the time, which means you're bound to lose a full 50% of your client base plus all of the qualified leads you get as referrals from those clients. How do you turn this unfortunate and costly problem around? By realizing that your clients hold all of the answers, or at the very least, they can provide you with the seeds that will bear the answers. If you devote proper attention to what your clients have to say, you can position yourself to collect windfall profits. To maneuver yourself into this envious position, there are three key steps. One, determine the weaknesses in your area of expertise. Two, remove the risk of damage by these weaknesses from your clients. Three, focus your marketing efforts on shifting the risk from your clients to you. Now, let's look at each step in detail. One, determine the weaknesses in your area of expertise. In any given consulting market or area of discipline, there are bound to be significant shortcomings. There are weaknesses that, if properly identified and solved, can increase your share of the market and act as a stepping stone for you to increase your fees. How do you find out what those weaknesses are so you can exploit them? Simply by asking your current clients, or optionally, by asking new prospects. Just get on the phone and call 10 to 25 clients. Tell them you're doing an informal survey to help you better serve their needs. Ask them what their top three complaints are about consultants that service their industry, and write all of the complaints down. Once you've talked to these clients, certain patterns will emerge. In my industry, advertising, the major complaints listed by hundreds of clients are, in order, 1. Ad agency or consultant's lack of understanding of the client's type of business. 2. The inability of the agency or consultant to help the client plan effective marketing campaigns. 3. Confusing or incorrect billing. Now, here's the real kicker. When hundreds of top advertising agency executives and marketing consultants nationwide were asked to list the factors that they believe their clients value the most, over 90% said creativity. But in my client survey, the subject of creativity was never even mentioned. Is it any wonder that so many clients, large and small, switch ad agencies and consultants so frequently? Don't let this happen to you. If you're really serious about winning and keeping clients, let the market tell you what it needs. Then, use this information to expand your position in the market, which is what I'm about to show you how to do. 2. Remove the risk to your clients. This is the payoff step. Here's where you use the knowledge you've gained to claim more market share, to charge more for your services, and to get clients to feel privileged to secure your services at nearly any cost. You start by adjusting your services to satisfy your clients' most pressing needs. I'm going to be very direct with you here. If you choose not to adjust your services to your clients' needs, you have no one to blame but yourself for your own failure. Look, your clients have told you what they want, what they're desperate to secure, what they'll gladly pay dearly for. If you don't take advantage of this, you're not only foolish, but you're also derelict in your responsibility to your clients. Your job is to give the best effort possible to solve the problems that plague your clients, and to lead them in a direction that will support your success in doing this. Therefore, you owe it to your clients to do what's best for them. Once you've adjusted your services to address the true concerns of your clients, performance will naturally follow. There's almost nothing you can do to prevent being light years ahead of your competition. I'll give you more information on improved performance later in this chapter under the heading, How to Live with Your Decision to Put Your Neck on the Chopping Block. Adjusting your services to your clients' needs not only improves performance, but it also minimizes your clients' risk. When you're dealing with your clients' primary interest, the risk of you leading them down a blind alley is significantly diminished. But there's still more to this point. It's not enough to just increase performance or reduce risk. To be successful, You must tell your clients in no uncertain terms that you will take all of the risk on yourself. You can do this by making a very bold statement such as, now you can increase your testing staff's output by 38%, guaranteed and with absolutely no risk to your company. Whoa, I know what you're thinking. This Sterling guy is nuts. There's no way that I'm going to put myself on the line like that. Okay, but just bear with me for a few minutes. In the next section, I'll show you precisely why you're at minimal risk when you make this kind of offer. For now, I just want you to recognize how powerful a tool like this could be for capturing a larger share of your market at increased rates. 3. Focus your marketing on shifting the risk to you. Now that you've decided to become a performance-based consultant, the final step is to make this abundantly clear to your clients. This step is the easiest to accomplish. You do this by developing a central theme based on your client's most crucial problems. Then, you emphasize your ability to solve those problems, plus your willingness to assume the risk in all of your marketing communications. Let's say you're a CPA and ex-IRS investigator who helps business owners solve their tax problems. Your central theme might be, put an end to IRS tax problems once and for all. Restore your peace of mind and get back to running your business. Results guaranteed or there's no fee to you. All of your ads, brochures, sales letters, in-person sales calls, etc. should be focused on this vital theme. This allows you to aggressively market your service and command higher fees. Solving your clients' worst problems at no risk to them is a formidable, irresistible offer that will give you a distinct advantage over your competition. It also eliminates almost any objection the client may have to giving their business to you. In my own case, after switching to this type of guarantee, I began to close almost 75% of all prospects, as opposed to the 25% I used to close. One last note, in order to focus as tightly as possible on the most crucial problems of different markets, you may need to develop a different theme for each of these markets. For example, a business consultant might have a completely different theme for startups than for established businesses. This theme, based on the crucial advantage your clients are seeking out, is the key to representing your services in the most successful manner possible. How to live with your decision to put your neck on the chopping block, and how to prosper, profit, and have a great time doing it. I know that the techniques I've just covered can seem a bit overwhelming at first. This is primarily because they represent such a radical departure from the way you've been doing business up till now. But if the methods you've been using were generating the kind of income you know is possible, you wouldn't have purchased this course. Besides, I'm going to clearly demonstrate how little risk is really involved when you use my techniques. Here's what you can do to make the transition to this type of approach easier and to increase your income as much as possible, as quickly as possible. First, you have to evaluate just how effective you are as a consultant. If you've had a reasonable amount of success to this point, springboarding to a higher level shouldn't require much effort. The question you must answer, as honestly as possible, is how satisfied have your clients been with your work? Have you had too many disputes with your clients? If so, how many were because of you? Would your clients recommend you to others, with or without reservations? If you and your clients are satisfied with your work, you'll have absolutely no problem upgrading your performance and your fees. Honing in on your clients' true needs automatically improves performance, so much so that you can guarantee your work with confidence, and improved, guaranteed performance commands top fees. If you aren't already performing to the best of your abilities, it's time to get yourself back on track. A solid foundation is an absolute prerequisite for moving on to bigger things. Without a solid foundation, no marketing technique in the world will help you. It's like putting a turbocharger in a car. Turbo or Volkswagen, and you have an okay car. But turbo a Camaro or Porsche, and you've got one hot performance car. In truth, you are actually risking very little. Here's why. Your clients already have the problems you're saying you can solve. If they didn't, they wouldn't hire you regardless of how good your offer is. Look, if I'm a sports performance consultant, and I can guarantee to cut 9 strokes off your golf game, it doesn't matter to you if you don't play golf or don't care to improve. But for avid golfers, you've nearly got a lock on the market. Clients buy solutions that make their lives easier or better. If you can deliver these solutions, which you can or you wouldn't be a consultant, you have nothing to worry about. Once I started marketing myself as a performance-based consultant, I never had a single request for a refund. Even if you do get an occasional refund request, the increased income from your expanded client base and increased rates will significantly offset the refunded amount. Structure your guarantee to be based on the client following your recommended course of action. Your guarantee is based on performance, but in order to perform, your client must do what you recommend. If they decide to modify your plan without your consent, or get halfway through and abandon your plan, you shouldn't be held responsible. Make sure the terms of your guarantee are clearly stated in a signed contract. This discourages frivolous claims for refunds. My own guarantee specified that the client must provide copies of all ads I'd recommended with receipts from the media where the ads were run. Require a substantial deposit to discourage frivolous clients. For a $17,500 marketing campaign, I require a retainer of half. Although the retainer is refundable, it helps me qualify my prospects. A client who isn't serious about using my services is rarely willing to tie up their funds. Emphasize that you're expensive, but a bargain compared to poor results. I tell all of my clients up front that I'm expensive and that I'm going to make them a lot of money. They love me for it. They like knowing that they're getting the best marketing consultant available, and they love the results. Any way you cut it, a $70,000 return on my $17,500 fee far outdistances paying $5,000 and barely breaking even. Minimize your exposure by guaranteeing only a portion of your performance. I can best explain this technique by giving you an actual example. Two of the services that I provide are writing powerful sales copy and comprehensive marketing services. Sometimes clients want to hire me just to write their advertising copy. In this case, what I unconditionally guarantee is the copy up to the point of their acceptance. You see, I have no control over how they use the copy, whether they apply it to the correct market, whether the theme of the copy is the most vital theme possible, and a whole host of other crucial considerations. The client controls how and when they'll use the copy. This costs them less, but they're also guaranteed less. If the client wants me to develop a complete marketing campaign and guarantee the profit, it's going to cost them more. Plus, the client must run the ads when and where I recommend and follow all of my instructions. That's only fair if I'm going to assume so much risk and defer my fee until actual profits are generated. You can do the same. Guarantee only the areas you have control over and strengthen your guarantee in direct relation to that control and your potential income for your services. What it really gets down to is that the risk you are exposed to is minimized and your ability to get the job done is significantly improved. The essential function of your guarantee is to act as a powerful marketing tool.